of the Foreign Affairs of Congo. You have the floor, Chair. Your Excellency Ambassador Salim Boudoir, High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees, Mr. Filippo Grandi, ladies and gentlemen, heads of delegations, dear friends, our presence at this important meeting on the issues of refugees is a correct testimony to our unwavering commitment, which is deeply rooted in the traditions of our country, to never leave without a collective response. The often dramatic fates of those who have had to leave their native lands in order to save their lives. Chair, the Republic of Congo continuously hosts refugees and asylum seekers from all countries, in particular from the neighboring countries, which quite often have their internal conflicts or simply political instability. At the moment when I'm addressing you, we have almost 65,000 refugees and asylum seekers that represent mainly three nationalities. So you should also add hundreds of refugees who have arrived in the course of past few weeks in the riverine city of Ngali, the people who had to leave their countries because of violence over land, ethnic internecine violence between the Teke and Yanka populations, and within the Bantu tradition. With regard to the law of asylum and rights of refugees, this is a new law recently promulgated in our country to give them all rights experienced by citizens in national and supranational terms. For example, the law of the right of return, the right for accommodation, the right for education, for healthcare, to demonstrate, to face justice, to have recourse to justice, a free choice of religion in the same terms as the national protection for national citizens. That law gives protection also to those who find themselves in the so-called extraterritorial premises, such as general consulates, embassies. That law expands the protection of refugees with subsidiary measures. The Congolese law and the status of refugees, Chair, are realistic and responsible response to the issues faced by asylum seekers. Our country is a genuine host country for all foreigners struck by misfortune, those who find themselves in distress. Chair, in my country, the Lisungi program, that means aid in the Lingala language, initiated by His Excellency Denis Lassalle, President of the Republic, offers help to the most vulnerable and the poorest. That program that was previously provided to our citizens was expanded 2.5 years ago to refugees. So these refugees could receive aid to the overall tune of 2.5 billion Central African francs, which is a considerable sum for a country such as ours. Today, unfortunately, the Republic of Congo, just as most African countries and other developing countries, face severe financial and economic crisis provoked by the COVID-19 pandemic, and exacerbated, unfortunately, by this rampant inflation, provoked by the war between Ukraine and Russia in Eastern Europe. The consequences of that conflict are unpredictable, and that's why it has become even harder for us to mobilize necessary financial resources in order to optimally manage refugee flows. It has become even more difficult to mount a prompt and well-adjusted response to humanitarian emergencies such as human flows from the Maindomb province lately. In conclusion, Chair, we fully subscribe to the statement made by the African group, on behalf of the African group by Chad. The Republic of Congo expresses its deep gratitude, profound gratitude to the United Nations, and would like to give our full tribute to the High Commissioner, to all well-doers and all humanitarian workers who work on a daily basis in self-denial for the cause of humanity and generosity.